In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just so you know, we haven't experienced a bout of iconoclasm. Rather, what we're doing is they're refinishing the floors, so they had to get everything out of here. Everything will be back after they're done. When they say of Jesus, in spite of the fact that he told them not to, but when they say of him, he has done all things well, he makes the deaf hear and the mute speak, that is far more than simply saying, yay, Jesus, look at the cool stuff he has done. Rather, it is a profession of faith that he is the Messiah, because the Messiah, we were told by the prophets, would do all things well, and among the things that the Messiah would do would make the deaf hear and the mute speak. So what they're saying is Jesus is the Messiah. Now, why wouldn't he want them to say this? Scripture scholars call this the messianic secret. And you know, there are many explanations for it. There's a practical one, because if everyone thinks he's the Messiah, no one will listen to him. They'll just want him to do tricks, even really good tricks for them, you know, like curing the sick, you know, casting out demons. And they won't listen to the words of the gospel. And secondly, it's because they had really real strong expectations of what the Messiah would do, you know, namely go to Jerusalem, be proclaimed king, gather an army, kick out the Romans, gather the Jews from the four corners of the earth. And this is not what Jesus would do as a Messiah. He would do something even more remarkable. He would overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself, far more than simply what they expected him to do. Even in our own lives, you know, we have expectations of what God will do for us. And in general, they're you know, God say, well, what will God do for us? Well, if we die in his friendship, he'll take us to heaven. But sometimes our expectations are more like, if I'm a good boy, God will give me a Mercedes-Benz. Or if I'm a good girl, I will never have to suffer. And that is not what God has in mind for us. Because you'll get us to heaven, but you may have to drive in a Yugo. And all of us are suffering to one degree or another, but our suffering will not be without meaning if we unite it to that of Christ. So we have to really pay attention to do things God's way, not what we think God's way should be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.